hearing is conditional use number 2162, Yellow Metal LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and C1 general commercial district for a paving construction business with an office and equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 39.630 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 0.64 mile west of Gravel Hill Road. The 911 address is 20288 Brodog's Place, Georgetown. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 31. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis and exhibit booklet, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the plus response letter, and the response from the Delta service level evaluation. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Mr. Carey.
Good evening. Blake Carey on behalf of the applicant, Yellow Metal LLC. I have Mr. Kenton here from the applicant. He's the principal of Yellow Metal LLC. He's under contract to purchase this property from Dawn DeShane Thompson. Currently, his operation is actually close by our the actual first applicant you heard tonight off of Old Landing Road. He's simply outgrown that spot, looking to purchase a property to use for his paving business. With respect to the applicant itself and actually the property, you'll see that the beginning portion of it is commercial, zone C1. What's unique is that it's relatively narrow. Can't get a lot done there with respect to construction equipment and storage. Therefore, we'd like to extend that back into the AR1 portion of the property. You'll see within the application materials that I've submitted some aerials, some road views of the entrance, as well as some views of the surrounding property. There are a lot of construction yards at or around the property, to the west and the east. There is an office building in the C1 portion of the property that will be used essentially for 2 to 4 employees, depending on the season, to do clerical work. Won't be any retail sales there. As far as storage of the equipment, that's proposed again in the AR1 portion. There is a barn there where he would like to store equipment. There are roughly 25 to 30 pieces of equipment for the paving business, as well as 15 trucks and altogether 15 to 20 employees, again, dependent on the season. As I mentioned briefly, the applicant provides construction services throughout Delmarva, particularly site prep, paving, seal coating, line striping, parking areas, and roadways for residential, agricultural, and commercial projects. As I mentioned, the applicant employs 15 employees, sometimes 20, depending on the season. Typically, those employees do arrive relatively early at around 5:45 a.m. They prepare for the workday, figure out where they're going to go, and depart to off-site jobs. There's no actual work being done on the property itself. There will be 2 to 4 employees in the C1 portion of that office building, or what's intended to be used as an office building, essentially to conduct personnel and management tasks. As far as the structures, those are intended to stay and be used. The barn that you'll see photographs of, as well as that original front building in the C1 portion. As I mentioned, the applicant does not conduct retail sales, no manufacturing on the property. And the property is unique in a sense as well, in that it's relatively, there's a lot of heavy tree cover in the front. So really no one from the roadway or neighbors will be able to see the storage of the equipment or any work that goes on there, getting ready for the day and leaving for job sites. As far as parking, that will be at or around the barn on the property. Water for the property is serviced by a well, and wastewater is via septic. With respect to our proposed findings of fact that you'll see, again, the applicant is seeking an ordinance granting a conditional use of land in the AR1 residential zoning district for a construction business with an office and equipment storage, particularly, again, the office is actually in C1, but the equipment storage will be in that A1 portion. Property is located on the northerly side of Route 9 between Harbison and Georgetown, It's 20288 Broad Dogs Place, Sussex County Tax Map Number 135-1131. Proposed conditional use is similar in character to surrounding properties that you'll see. Particularly, there are several construction sites, industrial warehouses, and commercial builders and buildings adjacent to the property and along the Route 9 corridor. You'll see again in the aerials what everything looks at surrounding that property. You also see the thick, dense trees when you look at the street view of the property where the entrance is. Again, the first few feet of the property is zone C1 commercial, but as I mentioned also, again, it's very narrow. There's not a lot you can get done with respect to a construction company in that C1 portion. The AR1 portion is in a low density area, but we would posit that it is permissible use according to the plan. It's not an intense commercial use such as auto repair or gas sales. And Mr. Kenton does and his company does service agricultural as well as residential needs, also commercial needs, and that type of line of work. The conditional use arguably will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of future residents of Sussex County. The business, as I mentioned, benefits the needs of residential owners and agriculture owners alike. And the applicant will address the needs and provide convenient services to neighboring properties in Sussex County. As far as proposed conditions, the applicant would like to place a suitable sign in the entrance of the property that would be roughly 32 square feet per side. Any exterior lighting on the property will be downward facing. Dumpsters, because of the trees, will be screened from any neighboring properties. We would propose hours of operation, if suitable, from 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. to allow folks to get on the property, get everything done that they need to do for the day, and then leave to their jobs. As far as the use itself, again, those will occur within the existing structures on the property. And we would like the use to be limited to construction services. The application does say paving, but his jobs and contracting business does entail a little bit more than simply paving as far as site preparation, other land use details. So that's why we wouldn't like to pigeonhole it right into paving, but rather construction services. And I will invite the applicant up here as well to answer any questions that you may have. And that finishes my presentation for the time being. Fletcher.
Good evening.
I'm Fletcher Kenton.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions for me, this is kind of fact based.
Okay, Fletcher.
Well, if that concludes your presentation, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
Okay. So, construction services. You're bringing your trucks there. It's basically storage of trucks. Will you be working on the trucks there
in the mechanical shop
inside?
Yes.
In,
yes,
under
inside.
Cover.
Yes.
Okay. Washing them. Any? I'm just.
Yeah.
As there's enough people around that somebody would call us at 6 a.m. and say they're washing a truck and it's loud and they're beeping when they back up. So I need to know. You know, like,
sure.
What kind?
Sure. We plan to do most of our mechanical repairs, cleaning inside if possible.
Okay.
Especially during the winter months, naturally. We feel isolated enough back there that, you know, we wouldn't bother any neighbors. We're pretty far removed from the road.
Right.
And any other adjacent properties.
Okay. That's what you mean by construction services, that they're there. I just want that clearly defined so that we're not someday somebody saying, well, I don't know, I didn't know that was allowed or that wasn't allowed. So.
Sure. We're generally just, you know, operating, you know, to and from the yard, very similar to the former applicant. You know, we have 6 to 10 vehicles coming in every morning, leaving every night. But we also have our 10 to 15 trucks and trailers leaving the job sites each day. So it's
Do they go out, stay out, and then come back, or is
yes.
it on?
Yes, okay. To and from. Yes. Yep.
And I'm assuming that there's not it's not a client traffic place at all?
No, we have an estimator and an operations administrator in our front office. We would have clients, you know, visiting there from time to time, but no sales or,
okay,
you know, no retail sales. No.
All right, that's all I had.
Okay.
No questions.
Okay, Ms. McGee.
Just one, you won't be dumping any leftover asphalt or anything on the site?
We bring our asphalt back each day. Naturally, in our business, we have to have a little bit more material than we need each day, and we get charged to take it back to the asphalt plant. We just recycle the blacktop on site and turn it into stone with small milling machines each day.
So you have milling operation going on?
A small milling operation each day that we just turn 1 or 2 tons of blacktop back into stone each day, yes.
Okay, that's the only question I have.
Yep.
Okay, well, that brings up another subject about noise. Okay,
sure.
So if you're going to be milling, how much milling a day would you say you're doing?
20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes a day.
Right. And these are, what types is this? Is this a crusher or?
We use milling heads on the front of our skid steers to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very small amount.
Okay.
It goes out of the truck. It's no bigger than this podium. Okay. Gets milled up by a mini miller. Yeah.
Okay.
20 minutes tops.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And will you be storing any aggregate or fill dirt or sand or?
Just the stone that we recycle each day.
Okay.
You know, so okay. It's a small amount. We don't have a sales operation. We don't sell.
Yeah, the conditional use application process is intended for uses that are fairly specific.
Sure.
And I think it's been expressed that the term construction services is incredibly broad, especially to someone who is not a part of any of this. Okay, if somebody 5 years from now, there's a planning and zoning director after Ms. Cornwell gets promoted to vice president or whatever, but who reads this and sees that, you know, if simply says construction services and then someone decides to put an HVAC business there or you know, something like that, then that's construction services. So I would just suggest to you that if the commission looks favorably upon the application, that it might want to, you might find some little more specific language.
Sure.
In the conditions about the types of activities that can take place there.
Absolutely.
I understand.
But the 20 minutes of crushing is certainly not significant. Yeah.
We do not have a large scale recycler.
Yeah, and what you might also find is that there would be a restriction on the number of hours that you could conduct that activity a day and when
sure.
you could do it. Okay,
sure.
we don't want it going on early in the morning when it might disturb somebody,
right.
That sort of thing.
Sure.
So, but other than that, I don't have any other questions. Anyone else, staff?
No, thank you.
So the milling that concerns me only because we had an application that was for that. And what was, I don't want to say what was represented, what was understood to be the scope of the milling operation evolved into something much more than that, that became
sure.
a real problem and
sure.
it was really hard to get rid of. Is there a volume or something that we could put in a condition that doesn't limit you, but put some cap so that this, you know, the crushing operation doesn't overtake, you know,
that's
sort of
that's
the
why I suggested a time limit.
Yeah.
You say crushing can take place between the hours of 2 and 4 Monday through Friday, and that's the only time you can
yeah.
crush, then.
Well, because I'm just thinking of this other one that was actually in a somewhat similar location.
I know, I remember.
Yeah.
What ended up happening was there were huge stockpiles because they couldn't get rid of it, so I'm concerned that I understand the hours, but we don't want it to become a situation where there's so much that the hours limit the ability to get it off site too.
Well,
a quantity could be difficult or cumbersome to put.
Okay, I have no idea. That's why I'm asking.
A time.
But it was what he just said.
Well, wait,
between 2 and 4 Monday to Friday.
Maybe we could qualify it based
also.
Around the what he has a small attachment on the front of a
yeah.
of a little skid steer.
Okay.
So maybe we could I have one too. Is there a measurement on? Is it it's run by an 80 horsepower skid steer
sure.
or something?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be as concerned about the size as the amount of hours, no matter what size it was, that it was running. The other thing that I think Mr. Robertson's getting to is the stockpiling either of material waiting to be crushed or material that has been crushed and waiting to be used somewhere.
Sure.
That what we don't want to see is mountains of this stuff, and there might be a way, and we might even rely on Mr. Hopkins' expertise here as to how much what's the right volume? Would it be more than 50 tons or something?
Is it going to be limited to leftover asphalt paving, not concrete?
Just asphalt.
Okay.
So and you won't be taking any concrete materials from other contractors?
No.
It won't become a site where people can just drop off.
Right. And aren't you going to recycle it if you're doing your own prep work to put that down as a base?
We don't typically use that for a base. As Mr. Hopkins might tell you, it's not a suitable paving base. So.
We're going to make a note of that. Note to self. Okay. No. Well, these are just some of the issues that we'll need to deal with, and we just want to make sure that we got your input. On.
I believe a time period would probably be the most amenable, most likely to avoid any confusion.
Is there a time in the day that would work better than another?
No, I think that if you wanted to limit it to a nine to two type situation in the middle of the day where the noise was.
That's almost all day, sir. The idea is to limit it. How much time do you need, really? How much time do you need to crush?
Hey, well, in the afternoons is typically when we bring the mix back, and late in the afternoon, anywhere between
So you want to crush the next morning?
Well, generally, we try to do it in the afternoon when we come back.
Oh, when you come back? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we try to stay in front of it if we can.
Between 2 and 4.
3 to 5, 3 to 6, 5 to 6.
Sure. Afternoon, yeah.
I mean, I don't want you to have to, we got to cut the day short because we got to get back to do this.
Yeah, if it was 3 to 6 even,
That would be suitable.
Tuesday, they can grind Wednesday.
Yeah.
That would be suitable.
And maybe we could even put a cap no more than X cubic yards on site, because you're doing it pretty much every day.
Sure.
Or if you get in late, you're going to do it the next day.
That was my thought.
So what would be the most cubic yards you accumulate on a given on a day?
Yeah, 5 or 6 ton.
5 or 6 tons. Yeah. So maybe no more than 10 or 15 tons.
We aim to not bring too much back.
Yeah, you need some margin though, because you might have 2 days pile up.
Yeah, one reason. I say 10, so 10 or 20 times.
20. So
that's a truckload.
Sure.
Yeah, 20 is a truckload.
That'd be a whole dump truckload. 20.
Yeah, that's, well, get one of them. You need leeway because you might have a day or two.
And our hours might fluctuate.
You might need a part for your grinder, whatever.
As a non-asphalt person, that seems like a lot. Is that a lot?
Not really. It's a truckload. It's a ten dump truckload.
How much? 50 ton?
A quantity would be better, but generally, because if we're pigeonholed to a time, that could get cumbersome for us. But 50 ton would be suitable. If I was gonna
2.5 truckloads.
Wait, 3 tons.
There's 23 tons in a load. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is 46.
Oh, I know the other question I wanted to ask, even more basic than all that, because what's going through my mind is, it depends on where it is on the site as to whether or not it would be a problem for anybody, and clearly it's going to be somewhere in the back. This is a 39-acre site. Do you need 39 acres for this use? Because we do have the ability to draw a line, a zoning line, and say, this 20 acres here is the conditional use.
Sure.
For this land over here, it does not apply to
sure.
the conditional use. So my question would be, how much land do you really need, or is this not something you want to do these days, Mr. Robertson?
You certainly have the ability to do it, as long as we can somehow I'd be more concerned
if there were houses all around it in the back, but there's nothing else back there. But someday, there might be.
Well, we're trying not to deforest Sussex County.
So. Yeah, and so my point is, if you limit the conditional use to an area that doesn't restrict them their ability to conduct business the way they want to, then that might be
a more responsible thing to do.
Any suggestions?
You guys want to respond to that?
I would say that the applicant is a young business owner, someone who wants to grow his business, and the major purpose of, and the beauty of this parcel is its size. The size prohibited what he's doing right now off of Old Landing Road where he's operating. So it's nice to have a space where you can grow into it. Again, understanding that right now the intention is to not add more structures to the property, but to have that ability. So my only concern is that if there were a limit, it might bring us back here again. And I'm happy to come before you all. I like coming here, but you know, might cause that problem.
Well, quite honestly, that's part of the reason why we might do something like that, for the simple fact that you know, we're not in the business of speculation, and I hear what you're saying about wanting to grow, but which would beg the question, well, what else would be going on there under this? You know, how much more space would you need to do the kind of business you're doing now?
I'm currently operating on 6 acres, and you know, we feel that you know, we could double that size with what we have and our equipment, and trucks and trailers take up quite a bit of space.
So if you had 20 acres, you probably would be okay.
Again, you're not in the business of speculation, so.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and the other thing is, for everybody to keep in mind, is that under the code, you know, there's going to be a site plan that's approved, if this gets approved. And if, you know, they come in and do something that's going to result in a substantial change for that, under the code, it may trigger them having to go back through the whole conditional use process again.
Anyway
if it's substantial.
Fair enough. Yeah, okay. So. I may be overthinking this.
Yeah. No, but it's a good question.
We've had these situations come up before. So, you know.
Okay. All right, then. Anyone else have any questions? Okay, gentlemen, take a seat nearby.
That's all we have. Thank you.
Okay. And we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2162, Yellow Metal LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2162? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or we may call the office in the morning. Thanks.